The U.S. Senate race between Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott and Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson is too close to call and might be headed to a mandatory recount. With all precincts reporting early today, Scott held a lead by a margin of less than 0.5%. Under Florida law, if that margin sticks, it would trigger the recount. Scott declared victory in his hometown of Naples late last night. Nelson has made no public concession speech, and his campaign says he will make a statement sometime today. Democrats will soon control a long-held Republican congressional seat in South Florida. Reporter Sam Turkin tells us what happened with House District 27.
Donna Shalala won the race early last night, defeating Republican Maria Elvira Salazar by about 6 percentage points. At her boisterous watch party in Coral Gables, Shalala said her win sends a message to Washington.
We want our community back, we want our country back, and we want our state back. This campaign has always been about the American dream, about making sure it's there for everyone. And Mr. President, ready or not, here we come.
The 27th district includes Miami Beach, Kendall, and parts of Miami. Shalala said she'll focus on health care and immigration.
I can help Congress on health care because we have to protect pre-existing conditions. Millions of immigrants deserve a right to stay, and to stay by becoming citizens of our country.
Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Ladin has held the seat for more than 2 decades. She's now retiring. I'm Sam Turkin in Coral Gables.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.